97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia. Time once again for Community Focus, our public affairs program. And this morning, talking about the upcoming May 21st primary election. And my special guest is Hall County Commission Chairman Richard Higgins, who is joining us this morning. Good to see you, sir.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Get a little closer, Richard, for that. We talked about his voice. There you go. Much better, friend. Yes, there you go.
Is that better?
Much better. Okay. Richard is the Hall County Commission Chairman, looking to be reelected once again to this post. For those who don't know you, about introducing yourself to him.
I'm Richard Higgins. I'm a native of Hall County, lived here all my life, raised my kids here, and you know, just decided, I've always been trying to be involved in church and, you know, in the community, and this is, I feel like I'm a public servant more than a politician, so that's how I look at what I do.
How long have you been now on the commission?
This is my 8th year, and before that I was on the Hall County School Board, and I was on there 12, but the last 11 I was the chairman, and that was been several years back. I got into it because, I mean, I had a logistics business for like 35 years. And but my kids were all in school, and the opportunity came to serve my community that way. And I've always been felt like, you know, you've got to be serving in some capacity. And like I said, I've always done that. I was a member of Lakewood Baptist Church since I was 5 years old. So I served there as a Sunday school teacher. I was a deacon. And I was chairman of the deacons for the 2 years when we built the new church. And so, I felt like that was a service. And like I said, I got into politics because I thought that was another way to serve the community. You know, my mother taught school here for like 35 years and at Main Street School, if anybody remembers that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I grew up here, so And I think an important thing is, you know, to serve your community through your church or your other different organizations. And, I think as growing up, my kids were younger. I coached different all kind of things, even coached soccer, and I didn't know anything about soccer because they needed an adult to the coach. So my wife signed me up. So anyway, and I've been married 47 years and to Connie, and she is she's my boss. She tells me which way to turn my head.
Did she tell you to run for this position once again?
Yeah. Well, I asked my wife several months ago, and I said, is it okay if I run again? She said, well, yeah, that's fine. She said, I don't want you around the house all the time. Because I sold my business about 5 years ago. So, and it's still an opportunity to serve. And I think we're making a lot of progress in the whole county. We have a lot of good people. We've changed a lot of department heads since I've been on there, and making progress, and you know, just working with the big thing is in the commission. Every time I speak, it's not just about me as the chairman. It's a team. Everybody works together, and just like in anything else, when everybody works together, you may not always agree with everything, but with each other, but working together and agree to disagree and move forward.
I'm going to ask you to get a little closer to the microphone once again. Okay,
pull it right to
you. You're good. I want everybody to hear you. Okay. Talk about your campaign. That standpoint. We talk to Richard Higgins, who is the Hall County Commission Chairman. So talk about the role of the chairman, please.
Well, the chairman is, you know, is basically the leader, not necessarily the everything. It's, like I said, it's a team effort. So my main goal is to keep everybody informed of what's going on. I talk to Zach Probst probably 3 times a day, and you know, I keep all the other commissioners up to date about what's going on, and not that they don't already know a lot, but and just, you know, just working, helping each other. Other four commissioners have a district, and then that, and they're responsible not to, you know, answer the needs of that district, And if they need help, I help them. Or, you know, we work together, and to figure out things. You know, it's really interesting. We have a lot of challenges ahead. We've had, you know, we have a lot of growth in Hall County. You know, I've seen a lot of growth, and especially in the southern part of the county, we're challenged with that, and we're challenged with roads, You know, we did the Spout Springs one, finished it up last year. It took like 6 or 7 years to build.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about a year and a half ago, I went down to the Capitol and met with Russell McMurray, the head of DOT, and trying to, you know, work on the funding for Spout Springs 2, which is, it was, you know, he said, go ahead and start buying the right-of-way, which we started. We've done that for the last year and a half. So we're working on, you know, doing things. We're about to do turn it over to the state, the Sardis Connector, which will start. We'll turn it over to the state this month and probably next week. And then they'll bid it out and probably start construction in, you know, sometime in July. And so that's going to be a nice cut through from right there in front of Corinth Baptist Church. It'll come out over near the roundhouse, and at that way, and it'll help a lot with traffic, I think, going around Gainesville. But we have a lot of needs in traffic, and it's just so expensive to build roads. Russell McMurray told me this is, I think, last year. He said something that cost $100 million in 2019 costs $140 million now because of the cost of everything has gone up. And Russell works with us. He lives in South Hall, in fact. But you know, he has a big job, you know, for the whole state. The latest thing, one of the things we've worked on is the inland ports coming in. And Greg Poole has done a great job as far as, you know, deal with the community over there. And we've met with the people, part of the Port Authority, on several occasions. Greg even went over to the one on Northwest Georgia to see how it affects the community. Came back with positive remarks about what all, you know, the community did, what it didn't really disrupt anything. So we've got to spend like $15 million to fix the roads out there in the next 2 years. So it's, you know, it'll help industry a lot. And like, it'll bring in more industry, which is good, and jobs. And we just have to make sure we do it in a measured response. we don't want runaway growth. We don't want to turn into a Gwinnett, but we also want to encourage industry to come in and make it a good tax base.
All right. So how do you balance growth and not becoming, I know the Gwinnett County or part of Metro Atlanta, becoming a bedroom community?
We've had a comprehensive plan for a number of years, and this past year, it should have been done like a year and a half ago, but COVID kind of got in the way. And so we've been working on UDC, which is a Unified Development Code, which is a roadmap of where the growth should be and as far as density and all that. So we want to, you know, so that will probably finish it up in July. And we've had a lot of public input and about what we can do and where we can do it.
All right, how about South Hall? How dense can South Hall become?
Well, that's the thing. We're trying to keep it measured at like two houses, like a development, housing development. You know, trying to keep it at like two houses per acre to keep that density there. And then and we're trying to, you know, trying to balance growth. We've got, you know, the strange thing is that people say, well, what's going to ruin? It's going to do something to the schools or fill the schools up. Actually, legally, we can't even take that into consideration. And, you know, when we're looking at approving a big subdivision or whatever, we can't use that as a basis
Right. How about other infrastructure? Because, you know, we got to have sewers, if nothing else, because you can't put, you know, a septic tank, you put more than two homes. You've been putting four homes on an acre, haven't you?
No, I don't think we've gone that high. But, you know, maybe two and a half, something like that.
Okay.
But we're trying to keep a good thing as far as density. You know, as far as roads, if we started a road right now, It'll take two years for them to finish. It's been 2 years we bought the right of way. We've been working on Sardis Connector for like 15 years.
Yes.
And so we almost missed the funding this year, but you know, we were fortunate they were going to pull the funding back to push it back to 225. And so, you know, we've fortunately got it back on the track. So it'll be, but it'll take 2 years for them to build it.
All right, our guest on Community Focus is Richard Higgins, the Hall County Commission Chairman, talking about his reelection campaign this morning. First off, we're talking about growth and everything moving up in Hall County. How about the budget? How are you working with our budget right now? How has it increased since you've been in office?
It's increased a good bit, but we have not raised the millage rate, you know, in the last 8 years. We've rolled back. Of course, we had growth of, you know, assessments and things like that, but we've rolled back the millage rate for the last 7 or 8 years. So a lot of the things that, you know, people are saying our taxes are going up is because of the school system. The school system hasn't been rolling their millage, and they account for like 69% of your tax bill. So
good, mine keeps going up, you know that.
Yeah, so that, you know, so schools, I mean, I was on the school board for 12 years, and when I was on there, we built 10 schools, and, you know, because of, you know, so much growth, we raised the millage rate or did not roll back, excuse me.
So are we getting really the services that we as a taxpayer deserve by what we're doing, paying the taxes here in the county? How does that work out right now?
I think we're giving a good value for their dollar. You know, we've got so many things going on that you don't think about. We've got to prepare our landfill. It's only got another 10 or 12 years lifespan. So we're already working on what we're going to do next as far as the landfill. So we've already got things working in that area because, you know, nobody wants us to buy property and have a landfill next to them. So, and we're doing, you know, we're also doing a new thing for the fire house for them to you know, practice and train recruits. We've got that. We've got a space study for the judges, where the judges in the judicial part, because, you know, they're kind of, but you think that the downtown courthouse is new, but it's like 15 years old.
And you can't rebuild onto it, can you?
To my knowledge, we can't. So we either got to add on somewhere or build another one somewhere else in the next. So we're doing a space study, and we've been having one. So we just did, you know, they had a jury room that was just tiny. It was right where you came in into the courthouse. So we just, you know, redid some space and made it big enough for 250 people. And so that's helped them a lot. So we've worked with the judges from cameras, technology, and all that. And so we worked with Gerald and the sheriff's department. We worked with him, you know, over the years, you know, with his budget. We got to, just recently, you know, Gerald came to us and said that, you know, he's having a hard time getting all these people that didn't want to go on patrol. So, you know, he came to us and wanted to know what we could do to remedy that fact. So we gave a $6,000 bump to anybody that's on patrol. So that gives them somebody an incentive to do it, because it's a whole lot easier, you know, not, it's a lot harder to be on patrol than any other. That's more, I guess, dangerous or whatever. But the 6,000, the similar thing is the fire station, fire department. Yeah, the, you know, Gerald came to us, you know, a few years back, and he needed a bump, but on the people that work in the jail on the night shift, the second shift. So we worked with him to, he was having a hard time filling that position. So we offered, you know, made a bump per hour, how much we give that they get earned more for per hour. Excuse me, I'm not doing very good as far as, I don't talk real good in the morning. but in the fire station, you know, the fire department, you know, there's been a lot of controversy, you know, about that. You know, we, you know, last summer it was, you know, they had an issue which, you know, we found out about it, and you can't fix something that they know something about it. So we that was fixed, and we've just recently had Jerry Smith was the interim, and he's done a great job in that, and he's now the acting that does have the job full time. So
right there with the fire department, how much Should the county commission have known about the problems we had in the fire department before Chief Smith?
I don't know. We don't know about something until we find out about it. We can't. Mm-hmm. You can't fix it till you find out. So as soon as we found out about it, we solved you had a temporary fix, which, we got put some people on the road and, moved on from there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, it's been better the last 8 or 9 months. And then, we did a search and, of course, Jerry had been the interim for the last, since last summer, and he's done a really good job. And, I think overall we had some good quality candidates that came in and interviewed, because Kathy Cooper and I were on the, besides the administration, were on the interview. And Jerry just seemed like I think he really cares about his people. And he has great knowledge of the fire department. But you can't fix something until you know about it. And, we got 1,800 something employees.
So. All right. Well, talk about fixing something until you know about it. Looking ahead, I've been hearing different things about potential problems with the inland port, about growth and how it's going to affect nothing else, traffic. Have you heard, when looking at this whole venture, even from Commissioner Poole, anybody else, about how much traffic is going to be coming out of the inland port when it comes to 18-wheelers?
Yeah, we've looked at that and we talked about it. And like I said, we talked to the making some improvements on 365. And, and it is going to, I think it may be some more traffic, but not according to the traffic count on Russell McMurray. He said it would probably be no more traffic than right where 365 and 129 cross. And like
that. All right, so then why is so much work being done on the interchanges there at White Sulphur Road and going all over to 52 from that standpoint, Richard?
Well, we're going to close that crossing right there where the port's going to be. And so we've got to make sure that have people that live out there have a good way to get out. So, they can come south or they can go north on Cagle Road. And Cagle Road, if you've been on it before, it's not, only about a lot of it's just gravel road. So we have to, pave it and make it a good, good way for transportation.
Are you displacing anybody who lives, say, on White Sulphur Road, for example? Because I'd heard that the people are having their property bought up by the county and they're having to move.
Yes, I mean we had to buy the right of way, and so we have work with them as far as giving them a fair price for their property.
But we call it fair price. I guess because now it costs so much to live here in Hall County. What's a fair price?
It would depend on what
the tax value, or what we're looking at.
No, it'd be looking at appraisals.
Okay.
We can only we get the appraisals and then we negotiate with the sometimes they're. Whatever the appraisal is, they're fine with it, or sometimes we negotiate
sure. If
it needs to be higher.
All right.
And the same thing is like we were doing Spout Springs too. We're buying right away down there. And so, not everything's written in rock. You negotiate with people.
Sure.
I mean, you want to be fair.
I'll tell you about Spout Springs. How has it helped the county by having the Spout Springs 4-lane with a divider?
I think it's moved traffic. The problem is you go down there for 4 miles and it turns back into a 2-lane. 8 years ago, right when I came on the commission, Spout Springs was supposed to be all one road and done one as one project. And the state cut our funding in half and said we could only do halfway. And so we had to do, Spout Springs 1. That's where you say Spout Springs 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still trying to get the funding from the state to finish it up. And once we do that, we're buying the right-of-way right now. It'll still take a couple of years to get it done.
I guess the problem, a question I've got, is why was it so important to have a 4-lane divided highway between 985 there at Exit 12 all the way over to Braselton?
Because Braselton is growing like a weed. if you go down there, every time I go down there, something else has been built.
the problem is, I've heard figures from different people that say we may see as many as 30 trucks an hour, 18 wheelers going down 365 from the inland port heading down to 85. What have you heard then, really?
I don't know. It's not going to start you know, it's going to start off slow and then build up.
Because the concern is having new elementary school out there with 1,000 kids in it, K through 5, having car riders and buses and that kind of thing, it just seems like it's going to be a problem we got to fix right now before it becomes a problem.
Well, we're working on the roads out there and make it, viable for everybody. The, Sandra Deal Elementary School, that's something, and where it's located, it wasn't our choice. the school system, they buy and they whatever and put it. I think, Will does a great job, don't get me wrong. But I still scratch my head why they put it right there, right across from Tatsumi and right there in an industrial area.
Uh-huh.
But, they wanted it somewhere that's between, you got White Sulphur Elementary School and you got River Bend. So I guess that, and when I was on the school board, sometimes, you just have to, you're trying to find the property that you can afford and it's good for location for where the kids are going to come from.
All right, so that standpoint, a potential problem you got to look at on the south end, where I live, is that you got the new Oakwood McEvery Elementary School being built near West Hall Middle School and High School.
Right.
How are you going to deal with the possible traffic? You're going to have traffic problems, down that way.
Yeah.
Sheriff Castle already told me you're going to have all kind of problems.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we just have to deal with it.
Wait till it happens, or can you go ahead and be preactive?
We're trying to be proactive in everything we do. But, there's just one road that goes up and down that road.
Yes, so there it is.
There's not a whole lot. I don't know if there's a whole lot we can do, but we're also it's going to be on the ballot in November, a T-splosh, which we can't, all we can do is put it up for on the ballot for people to vote.
What's that going to do?
That's a 1%, sales tax.
Right.
And it's dedicated to transportation. It would give us, if it passes, it would give us the funds or to work with Russell to finish Spout Springs 2. It'll help us work on McEver Road, which really needs to be four lane. And so we're doing if that passes, there's a list and I'll send it to you if you want me to. What all is on that ballot? Like the city of Gainesville has some issues. Every city in Hall County has a project that they want worked on.
Sure.
It'll help us increase the amount of repaving we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
But and it will be, we were hoping that we could have done it last November, but we couldn't get it worked out with all.
All right. One thing you're talking about, the Sardis bypass project, which has been a long time coming. Is it going to be developed, or is it going to be just a true bypass?
Well, we don't develop. We don't. Say, we need to put this here. Well, like I said, the UDC, which I mentioned,
right?
It'll point out what goes where and why. So, just like you have some areas that should be lake communities, and that's what you need to hold to that, and hold to density. South Hall is a growing, tremendously, and some of the things that are going on in South Hall are not. Us is the municipalities like Flower Branch or Oakwood and doing things like that in Brazelton, but we have to take everything as it comes, I guess, and hope we have the money to do it. But the 1 penny sales tax, like a T-splosh, which we can't ask people to vote for it because that's but the chamber will do a campaign. It's on the governor's desk to sign it, where we don't have to have all the municipalities, agree on it. So, but I think right now everybody has.
So we look at final thing when it comes to land use, the different areas we see now, probably the booming area is going to be East Hall with the inland port going over into East Hall County area. We already know the East Hall High is basically a brand new school, looking at even building on more of it in the future from the standpoint. How do you see growth moving up, say, from all the way up to Lula, up that part of the county?
Well, I think it's going to, you're going to see a lot more growth. People don't understand that some people are upset with us because of the inland port. We didn't bring the inland port here. It was the state put it on our doorstep. And so we have to, have to deal with it. Hang on a second.
He's getting a phone call, an important phone call coming in.
I just...
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I got one more minute with you, okay?
Okay.
If you can hold on, I think let's do one more minute.
Yes,
go ahead and talk, go ahead and talk to our listeners about why they should vote for you.
Well, I feel like I have the experience because, you know, government is not easy. It's an easy thing. I'm still, I've been doing this for 8 years, and I'm still learning that. And I was a school board for 12 years, so I have a lot of knowledge about that. So, I feel like I'm a good candidate compared to the most people who are running for this office. I'm not going to say anything bad about my opponents, but anyway, but I have the most experience. You know, I ran a business experience because I ran a business for 35 years, started a business and sold it 5 years ago. So, I have business experience. I have governmental experience. And, you know, I'm a conservative Christian. You know, I raised all my kids here. And my wife, I've been married 47 years. And bless her heart, she's had to put up with me that long.
I know the feeling.
So after about the first year of marriage, I realized who drove the bus.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we just, you know. But, you know, it's an opportunity to serve. Like I said, I'm not a politician. In fact, I hate running for stuff. I enjoy doing the commission work, and it's engaging, you know, it's worthwhile, and I think I'm making a difference. But the running for office is not my cup of tea. I mean, I have to do it. I have to make myself do it. So I feel like I'm qualified, and I promise you I'll do a good job and be a conservative person, a Christian.
Well, I appreciate your time. I really do, sir. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
He is Richard Higgins, Hall County Commission Chairman. He's running for re-election. Early voting takes place today through the election time, which is on May 21st. You can go to the polls there on Tuesday, May 21st, to cast your vote. We got much more for you. We got more Community Focus tomorrow morning and on Friday morning right here on 97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia.